Dear flower of consciousness, whatever I have been sharing with people on social media and emails is knowledge and personal experience that I have gained through my Diksha Gurus, Shiksha Gurus, personal meditations and whatever life has taught me. The great part is that this teaching is immaculate because it is in perfect line with the revealed scriptures of Sanatana Dharma which I keep studying every day. I have been doing this for more than 35 years now. Many people have asked me about astrology, destiny, karma and how mantras affect these parameters of our lives. I will speak a little about astrology because the common man often relates this topic to destiny. In my experience, astrology may be able to tell us our past and even our future to a great extent. It may even tell us ways of cleaning up our sins a little. This is not to demean the power of this great science. This is a science, if done with dedication and backed up with sadhana, can help us get some direction, no doubt. But in the end, the effects of all this are short-lived, shallow and heartbreaking. Many times, expensive and addictive, like one addicted to drinking and gambling. Drinking and gambling not only confuses us, but also leads us downhill. Even astrologers of the highest order who are sadhakas of this great science can do very little about a common man's problem. This has been my keen observation and study of life, seeing my family, neighbors and my own life. But first, let's understand what destiny is. Then we will see what karma is and lastly what mantras can do to salvage ourselves. Let's see whether mantras can help us and make us masters of ourselves. For example, an A-class astrologer says that I will lose my job in January of 2024 and that I will have to suffer. Say, I go to learn about my destiny in April 2023. Now let's understand the weight of this statement. Losing my job is destiny. Knowing our destiny beforehand is useful if I can avert it. Alas, 95% of the time this is not possible. The rest 5% where I feel I can be saved is also a misnomer. In this 5% case, I will lose my job in June of 2024 instead of January. What I get is worry starting April 2023, which shall continue till I get a new job, maybe in November 2024 or even February 2025. So I suffer for close to 2 years worrying about a forthcoming upheaval. Even if we spend a fortune doing pujas to avert this danger, very little can be done to alleviate the inevitable. Considering that astrological procedures and remedies would have done their bit to soothe the repercussions of upcoming karma. This is destiny. Destiny is caused because of past karma. Now if we go to learn mantras from great sadhaka gurus who have mastered the science of mantras, they may be able to teach us or initiate us into mantras that can avert the danger of losing our job in 2024. But then we may still be fired in 2026 or we can fall very ill and resign in 2026 owing to health conditions. The conclusion is that karma shall still get us. Mantras may work better than astrology. Mantras may play a role better than astrology, especially if the guru is a siddha. But still, karma will hit and may hit hard if we deserve to be hit that way. So what mantras do is rearrange the course of events. I can explain this with a better example. Karma is like a long train of bogies. Our thoughts, intentions and will to harm or help will go on adding bogies to the train of karma with every passing second. Some bogies give good results and some bad results. Result-oriented people should kindly pay attention. People who desire something out of this world use mantras to get only the good results for their self-centered goals. When the guru gives us the process of mantras, the mantras will only rearrange the bogies. It will get all the good bogies in front and push the bad bogies behind. A time shall come when the good bogies in the form of pleasant experiences come to an end. All we have gained with mantras rearranging the karma bogies shall fade away or get exhausted with time. Our situations and moods will change. Moreover, when I am only getting rich or doing exceedingly well at a job or getting promotions with nobody to stop me or earning millions will automatically make me greedier, calculative and stealthy. This is an arbitrary situation we are discussing that is attained when one is performing mantra sadhana under the able guidance of a tantrika siddha. So during the phase when the mantras are working, we automatically build bad bogies which will be tailed towards the end of the good bogies. So as I am gaining with mantra chanting and good sadhana, my repository of bad karma is also building up phenomenally. A stage will come for certain when my mind, attitude and intentions will be polluted due to growing arrogance when I erroneously think that mantras are there to support me. We should understand that the mantra devata is smart. When he sees pollution in our hearts, he cannot breathe in that stench and leaves our hearts. He punishes us and our guru. He leaves and along with him leaves the mantra. The practitioner then will see the bad bogies manifest. The so-called good days shall be over, leaving only the troublesome days in the end. A man who spent his days in luxury in his earlier days will suffer without knowing why he is suffering. That guru who had satisfied the wish of this greedy and lusty sadhaka will also suffer because he has given the mantra to someone who did not deserve the mantra. Slowly that guru will also lose his potency and will certainly suffer. Mantras do not work just because they promise to give certain results. The sages of the bygone centuries have promised certain material results attached with the mantra so that people at least start chanting. Based on their promises, many times the mantras do yield some results. But we must remember one thing. This life on the planet is not permanent, and so the result that comes out of casual mantra chanting is also not permanent. By this, I mean that people who yearn for name, fame, property through greed, having bank balance, etc., may not get it through mantra chanting. Sometimes it may seem that mantras are producing the results, but usually the time is ripe and the mantra chanting coincides with the period when we are supposed to do well in life, and then the sadhaka feels that the mantra is giving him all such material things. Even some people simply pick up some mantra and start receiving immediate material benefits. They say, "This mantra is powerful. It has given me everything." It is simply like saying that the Gopa friends of Sri Krishna who placed their sticks under the Govardhan mountain when the Lord had lifted the mountain for 7 days and nights protecting the Brajavasis from the ire of Lord Indra were lending a helping hand to the Lord. They would talk to each other, "See how we are helping Kana. He would have been very tired if we would not be supporting Govardhan with our sticks." The question is, was the Govardhan mountain maintained high by the power of the sticks that the innocent Gopas held, or was it the sheer grit of the Lord's indomitable and towering power? Chanting mantras and getting results without following rules is like the argument of the innocent Gopas. The mantra here is useless, but the time of the sadhaka is powerful and gives him what it has to give. So there is no mantra power here to act. Now consider a disciple accepting a mantra from a Siddha Guru or a Guru from a Parampara who himself is a student of mantra chanting and has organized the powers of the mantra in his heart. In that case, the mantra is like a nuclear weapon. Mantras are not for earning name, fame, money, job or anything of that sort. Mantras, when taken from a bona fide Guru, after accepting all rules for chanting and consuming the right food during sadhana following brahmacharya, becomes something phenomenal. The mantra will have the ability to shield and protect us. So sometimes when someone does correct chanting under the auspices of a powerful guru, bad karma comes but burns itself quickly. Such a student may get fearful at the initial stages of sadhana because time and circumstances may be modified exponentially by the mantra guru's grace, but the guru shall lend a helping hand. When we churn our consciousness with the right mantra process, poison may come out, and the fumes of such poison are absorbed by the guru parampara. There may be some initial trouble with some sadhakas because a lot of bad karma manifests, but when sadhana is continued, it eases out. When the mantra is done for a longer period, the mantra becomes a kavach. It will shield us from negative attacks from envious people. Our magnetism will improve with mantra and guru kripa. This does not mean that now we will start becoming rich, famous, or have a great job. No, that is not the intention of mantra power. Faithful mantra chanting is focused on burning agami karma or karmas that will manifest in future lifetimes, and sanchita karma, which is the load of karma backlog that we have brought with us from previous lifetimes. A small deal of prarabdha karma or karma which is just about to manifest in this life can be reduced but shall not be eliminated like sanchita and agami karma. When this happens, the mantra devata is activated and he starts physically living with us and protects us from the onslaught of maya. We may not be able to see him, but he never leaves the side of such a sincere sadhaka who has obeyed the guru's rules and has been chanting the mantras sincerely. A time will later manifest when prarabdha karma may remain and may present challenges as per others' views, but the mantra sadhaka would have transcended his consciousness way beyond material existence and will not be able to say what are good times or bad times. He would have developed equal vision or would have become a sthita pragya, as Sri Krishna reveals in the Bhagavad Gita. All times for sadhakas will be good. This is success in mantra chanting. Guru Kripa and the mantra devata together raise the consciousness of the sadhaka to such a level that the sadhaka's life becomes a life of pure grace and splendor. Such a sadhaka is the most fortunate when the doors of Vaikuntha shall open up because of this commitment to the correct methodology of mantra sadhana, guru bhakti, and ishta devata nishtha. This is the ultimate goal of all mantra sadhana.